You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before I get into this, did you see that the director for the opening ceremonies was fired?
Because of
comments that he made in a stand-up comedy routine back in the 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently he told a Holocaust joke in 1998, and that surfaced, and so he has been fired.
Holy cow.
I tell you what, the Olympics are an absolute mess between all the COVID cases that are spiking, this
no fans
executive getting fired, no fans allowed. They think that the losses will be in the range of $15 to $17 billion in losses.
There's stadiums that were built for this that are just going to sit empty. They'll never be used.
Crazy, man.
I know.
They went out and asked people, are you going to any of the Olympic Games?
Nope.
Yeah, it's interesting because my stepdaughter made an announcement. She's like, I will not be doing movie night or anything like that because for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be watching the Olympics.
Oh, she's into it.
Really into it.
I'd be the opposite. I'd be like, I just want to make an announcement for the next 2 weeks. It's movie night every night.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
But they asked people, they were like, well, if the Olympics are on, which sport do you like to watch? And number one was swimming.
Hey.
They put artistic gymnastics next, not to be confused with rhythmic gymnastics. I had to look up the difference. Do you know the difference?
There's the one with the ribbon. Do they do the ribbon and stuff?
The rhythmic one is the ribbon. That's not so popular.
Oh, really?
But the one with like the balance beam and the vault and stuff like that, people are into that. So that was number two.
All right.
Diving, number three, beach volleyball and basketball. So
they need to replace the ribbon with like a whip or something. And then put a couple tigers out there. And then I'd be into it.
If your commute to work is bringing you down, how would you feel if you got paid for it? They went out and surveyed a bunch of people and they said, do you think the time you spend driving to work should be counted as part of your working hours?
I saw this.
And it was evenly split. 41% said it should count. 41% said it shouldn't. And then there's the lovable, huggable, squeezable 18% who said, I don't know.
I don't even know how to drive.
One of the interesting points that somebody brought up saying, hey, before you get all excited, keep in mind that this could cost you a job down the road. Because if you're applying for a job, the boss would simply hire the person who lives the closest. And you might lose out because of that.
That's right.
Didn't think about that, did you?
Sure didn't.
And then last but not least, I've got it's a cautionary tale for people who are maybe either going through a divorce or thinking about a divorce. Only law, working with a lot of divorced people. They estimate that now 1 in 5 people who are going through a divorce are using some sort of surveillance equipment to spy on their spouse.
Oh, I would so do this.
Hoping to, quote, prove bad behavior.
Yep. See? And they were cheating.
They say the cameras are hidden. Ooh. And, you know, it used to be back in the day you had to get one of those big old camcorders and you couldn't really hide
it. Not anymore. You can put it in a smoke detector.
Exactly.
Or those phone chargers. You can order the ones that look like your iPhone phone charger, the little square. Mm-hmm. It's got a camera in it. You just plug it into an outlet. And...
yeah. Creepy. So just a word to the wise, those of you who are maybe in the process of a divorce, you may be being watched and you don't know it. Now, go have a great day.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Stop picking your nose. The Milwaukee Bucks came back in Game 6 to win the NBA Finals on Tuesday. Jer on sports. But even if you don't care about basketball, you might want to care about this. Taco Bell did a comebacks promo and promised to give out free tacos if either team won a game after trailing at halftime, which is what happened on Tuesday. So now you can walk into any Taco Bell today and snag a free taco. Now they're really pushing the Flamin' Hot Doritos taco. That's kind of like the one they want everybody to choose because it's like back on the menu again and stoners love it.
But you can get anyone you want, right?
You get anyone you want. You walk in and be like, hey, give me my soft taco, my crunchy taco, my Dorito taco, whatever you want. But they say if you want this today, you better get on it because Taco Bell is having supply chain issues right now. So they might end it abruptly today. I'm not. I haven't read the supply chain issues. Have you seen anything about that? Like, what are they short on? Tortillas or cheese?
I haven't heard specifically with Taco Bell, but it's like we were talking about the other day about how this kind of stuff is impacting almost all businesses now.
Yeah.
It could be the kind of thing where they can't find drivers to drive the taco shells to Taco Bell.
Very well could be. Yeah, there's a semi-truck driver shortage right now. So
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, get in early. Get yourself a breakfast taco. We talked about this a little bit ago. I guess the Jonas Brothers were on the Tonight Show the other night, and they joked about challenging the Hemsworth Brothers to a pay-per-view fight because there's all these YouTubers fighting real boxers and things like that. And they say, why don't we have just a big UFC match? The Jonas's versus the Hemsworths. They say that the Hemsworths haven't emailed back yet, but this is going to be big. And of course, they were joking, you know, because the Hemsworth boys would pummel them.
Well, you don't know.
Oh, I know.
You don't know.
Have you seen Thor, Dom?
You can't tell by looking.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm, I'm not kidding. Because if you know, please, you know this, you trained in martial arts, you could be a tiny little guy and you could wipe out a bigger guy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they're trained in martial arts, though.
I'm just saying. I'd love to see
Seen Thor?
I'd like to see a scrawny Jonas brother take down a Hemsworth brother.
Me too. It would be kind of fun. Does anybody remember playing the game Mousetrap as a kid? Oh, gosh, it was one of my favorites. That little marble that would go down and set all these traps, and they would trap the set off like the obstacles and stuff, and they would trap the mouse at the end. Did you ever play that with your son?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was like big in the 90s. Fox is turning the Mousetrap game, board game, into an actual obstacle competition series. All sorts of obstacles will be oversized. The challenges will require mental and physical endurance. A few rounds, two competitors, blah, blah, blah. They're calling it Mousetrap. So I actually can't wait for this. I think it's actually going to be kind of cool.
They're into these kind of bombastic
shows. I can't believe you've never played
shows.
Mousetrap. It's so fun. What else is going on? Oh, speaking of game shows, did you see the Clue House is up for sale?
I did, but then I dug deeper.
It's the British house where the board game Clue was developed, and it's on the market.
It's not like you walk through and it looks like the Clue
Correct.
House, with like a billiard room
the
or a conservatory.
Lived there, and now it's for sale.
It's just a regular 3,000 square foot house.
Yes, I mean, yes, it's a 3,000 square foot house, but did you look at the pictures? Like, I wouldn't call it regular. It's a beautiful house. It's really, really cool looking. There's a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
I'm going to look.
And there's a secret passageway in it that leads to a bar, Dom.
Shut up.
Not only a passageway, but it goes to a bar?
Dang.
It looks like something out of The Hobbit or something, too. It's
really, really cool. Excited.
It's a cool-looking house, so you can check that out on our Facebook. All right, let's do our clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a hack that parents are going to love this morning. It's a mom with a simple hack on how to make 12 sandwiches at once. Instead of sitting there, you're making 12 individual sandwiches. She uses King's Hawaiian dinner rolls. Yes.
Oh, yes.
And just slices that whole loaf of rolls in half.
Okay.
And opens it up and then makes the sandwich with the two halves, puts it back together, and then uses a knife to chop up the individual rolls. It's an awesome hack if you're going to take like the kids to Elitch's or Waterworld or to the park or something, and you need to make a bunch of sandwiches at once. It's pretty cool. It's pretty handy.
Huh.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.